Adrian, I know that you guys have been in TCL for a couple of preseason games, but is there a curiosity on your part a little bit to be see what the atmosphere and everything is going to be like, first home game and first real deal?
Yeah, it is. You know, I'm sure it'll be more packed, you know, than the preseason if we got a good attendance then. But just having your home opener, so yeah, with that, some anticipation to see how the crowd is and how it sounds and just the whole vibe, the atmosphere.
Do you think there will be a little bit of adjustment? Because, I mean, the Metrodome, for all its faults, was a really loud environment for you guys, a pretty big home field advantage. Will it be different not, you know, being able to talk to each other in the huddle maybe a little bit and just making those adjustments when it's not incredibly loud like it was there?
Well, for us, you know, hopefully when we're on the field, it's not too loud. Mm-hmm. You know, so I don't think that'll be an issue as far as communication. Offensively, defensively, hopefully it's a somewhat of an issue, but you know, we practice those type of scenarios. But you know, when the defense on the field, of course, we want the crowd to be loud.
It still is a fresh start. You know, you're in a new place. You have a 1-0 record. You know, home opener for 2 years. You're going to be here. Do you guys kind of still feel that fresh start for you guys? Set everything straight.
Yeah, it is. You know, just, you know, like you say, you know, home opener, a new stadium. We're here for 2 years, so, you know, one thing we talked about is, you know, establishing our home turf, you know, advantage. And, you know, this is our home for 2 years, so, you know, making sure that we're getting W's when we're playing at home, you know, so this is going to be a big challenge for us, and we're looking forward to it.
Do you have to learn? What did Miami do so well to be able to put up almost 200 yards on New England? What can you draw upon that?
You know, they play physical ball. You know, they was able to run the ball and pass the ball, you know, and anytime you're able to be balanced, you know, that always helps, you know, so, yeah, they executed.
Do you guys, Adrian, need to maybe learn to play better outdoors? I know it's road games, but since the start of the 2012 season, 0-11-1 outdoors in the road, but yet 4-2 on the road indoors. What do you have to do to learn to be an effective road team? Learn to be an effective team outdoors?
Execute, make sure you take care of the ball. You know, make sure you're creating turnovers defensively and you're being productive offensively. I don't really think it matters where you play. Those things still have to be done.
So you don't think there's any adjustment you guys, after playing indoors all these years, need to make playing outdoors at all?
Not at all. I'm sure, you know, all three of us played football for a long time outside, mm-hmm, before we was able to be blessed to play inside the indoor, you know, facility. So, you know, when the weather is a factor, you know, that's something you have to adjust to. But, you know, outside of that, we're all used to playing football outside.
What stood out after watching film of last week, both positively and negatively?
On the positive side, I feel like we was able to do some good things offensively. You know, we was able to, you know, execute, you know, in the pass game. You know, in the run game, we were pretty, you know, efficient as well. You know, on the negative side, just eliminating penalties. You know, making sure we're really taking care of the ball and, you know, doing a lot better on third down situations. You know, I don't know the numbers, but we really did accomplish that goal, that percentage we set for ourselves as far as third down efficiency. So, you know, we came into this week, you know, pouring those things out early, making sure that we address them during the week, you know, our preparation and, you know, just improving this week onto the next opponent.
What type of impact does Patterson's jet sweep and his ability to run, how does that impact the entire running game and your abilities for the defense have to, you know, incorporate, mm-hmm, and account for?
Yeah, you know, it really makes it hard on the defense, you know, because you got me out there. And when I'm off the field and they put Cordell back there in the back, you know, the guys really don't get a break, you know. So you got a couple guys out there that can take it the distance anytime they can. You know, anytime you get the ball in your hands, you know, it makes it real challenging on the defense. So I'm glad he's on, you know, he's a part of my team.
How exciting is it just seeing him break loose in front of your eyes the way that Cordarrelle has as a playmaker?
It's pretty exciting. You know, he's a young guy. he's steady improving, you know, and he comes out and, you know, practice hard. But to see him have success is what it's all about. You know, to see other guys, you know, get involved is what I've been looking for a long time. You know, so it's a breath of fresh air.
Adrian, you guys had a really clean preseason, both in camp and in the games regarding penalties. What did you see that sort of had those mistakes crop up in St. Louis? Was it road game, nerves, that kind of thing?
I don't know. I really wasn't able to, you know, distinguish why guys, you know, jumped off sides or holding calls. You know, sometimes that happens. You know, you just want to be able to, when it does happen, and you know, like you say, it really didn't happen too much in the preseason. So when it happens in the regular season, you want to address it and make sure that, you know, whether it's offensive linemen, receivers, whoever, defensively, you know, they realize that, hey, it didn't hurt us this game, but it could come back and hurt us, you know. So just being aware of it and making sure that we are eliminating those.
Zimmer said he felt that, you know, at the beginning of the game there were those nerves and that he had to tell you guys at halftime to kind of just settle down. Do you tell the younger guys then, like, hey, this is the same thing. It's another home opener. We can't start like that again if it's all nerves.
Yeah. That would be something we definitely, say to the guys. We won't preach on it too much, you know, because you want guys to go out there and just have fun, not overthink it. But, you know, let them know, hey, this is our home field. You know, we definitely have to represent, and we have to get W's. It's hard enough to win on the road. So we'll be able to say something to the young guys and make sure their minds are right.
Now, Miami gained a lot of their yards with cutback runs, and that's one of your strengths. When you run the ball, do you look for cutback lanes, or is it just instinct kicking in?
Yeah, it's all instinct. You know, that's just the way I've always ran, just all instinct. So we have, you know, we might have plays that design, you know, different teams have plays that design as well to cut back. But on 80% of my cutbacks is all instincts.
Adrian, what's your take on the whole Ray Rice situation and just how it's been handled by the NFL and you know, just how they've strengthened their domestic violence punishment on players?
You know, all that I really have to say about that is that I just send my prayers out to Ray and his wife and, you know, wish them the best during his time. Just tell him to stay strong.
What do you think of your performance and ability to read blocks, you know, first action of the season for you?
It was kind of mediocre, you know. Really wasn't pleased in the way that I played. But overall, I really didn't beat myself up too much because, you know, pretty much blew them out. Got a W. We did good in the run game. Passing game was good as well. But on a personal level, there's a lot of things I was able to take from this game that, I'll be able to adjust and do differently this week.
Such as?
I'm not going to tell you that.
Hitting a hole, though. I mean, did you feel like you tried to string too many things out wide or getting the time?
You know my running style. Mm-hmm. You know how I run. So I'll let you answer those questions for yourself. I just don't want to put it on tape.
Yeah. We good? All right, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.